Chapter 1. The Foundation of Proof, What is Mining? At its core, cryptocurrency mining, or proof of work, PoW, is the digital equivalent of auditing a massive global and public ledger. In traditional finance, we rely on centralized institutions like banks or clearinghouses to verify that a transaction is legitimate. They check if the sender has the funds and ensure the record is updated accurately. In the decentralized world of blockchain, those institutions are replaced by a distributed network of computers known as nodes or miners. Mining is the process by which these nodes compete to add new blocks of data to the blockchain. When you initiate a transaction, whether it is Bitcoin, Litecoin, or any other PoW-based asset, that transaction does not instantly enter the ledger. Instead, it enters a mempool, a waiting room where it sits alongside thousands of others. Miners then aggregate these transactions into a block. The work in proof of work involves solving a highly complex cryptographic puzzle. This puzzle is essentially a race. The network sets a target hash, and miners must use their computational power to guess the solution. This is a process of brute force trial and error. The miner who succeeds first gets the right to broadcast that block to the rest of the network. Once other nodes verify that the solution is correct and that the transactions within the block are valid, the block is chained to the previous one, and the ledger is updated globally. Why do miners do this? The incentive structure is the genius behind the system. Because mining requires significant investment in hardware and electricity, there must be a reward. The network incentivizes this activity through two mechanisms: the block reward, newly minted coins awarded to the winner, and transaction fees, paid by users to have their transactions included in the block. This creates a self-sustaining ecosystem where the incentive to act honestly and secure the network outweighs the incentive to attack it. However, it is crucial to understand that mining is not just about coin issuance, it is about security. The energy and hardware commitment represent a tangible stake in the network. If a malicious actor wanted to alter the blockchain, a scenario known as a 51% attack, they would need to control more than half of the entire network's total hash rate. As the network grows, the cost of acquiring this level of computing power becomes astronomically expensive and logically futile, effectively making the ledger immutable. By 2026, the perception of mining has evolved. It is no longer just about bedroom enthusiasts running GPUs. It has professionalized into a global infrastructure industry. Yet, the underlying principle remains unchanged. The security of the decentralized world depends on the relentless work of machines proving their contribution through cryptographic energy. This is the heartbeat of the blockchain. Without the miners to validate the past, there can be no trust in the future. Chapter 2. The Difficulty Adjustment, the Network's Self-Regulating Heartbeat. In the early days of Bitcoin, a single laptop could mine several blocks per day. Today, that same hardware would not even register on the global network. This massive variance is managed by one of the most elegant mechanisms in computer science: the difficulty adjustment. At its core, the blockchain is designed to produce new blocks at a consistent, predictable interval. For example, the Bitcoin network is programmed to generate a new block approximately every 10 minutes. However, the total computational power, hash rate, of the network is constantly fluctuating. As more miners join, the total hash power increases, which would naturally lead to blocks being solved faster. Conversely, if miners turn off their machines, the network would slow down. To prevent this volatility, the network employs a difficulty adjustment algorithm. Think of it as a thermostat for the blockchain's processing speed. How the adjustment mechanism functions: the difficulty is a measure of how hard it is to find a hash below a given target. The target is a specific numerical value. The lower the target, the more difficult it is to find a hash that satisfies it. Every set number of blocks, every 2.016 blocks in Bitcoin's case, which equates to roughly 2 weeks. The network performs a self-check. It looks at how long it took to solve those blocks compared to the target time, the 10-minute goal. 1. If blocks were mined too fast, the network increases the difficulty, making the mathematical puzzle harder to solve. This forces miners to expend more energy to find the next block, effectively slowing the production rate back down to the target. 2. If blocks were mined too slow, the network decreases the difficulty, making the puzzle easier, which helps the network regain its 10-minute cadence. This process is completely autonomous and requires no central authority. It is a mathematical feedback loop that ensures the network remains stable regardless of how many miners are competing. Why difficulty matters? The difficulty adjustment serves two critical purposes. 1. Inflation control. By keeping the block time consistent, the network ensures that the issuance of new coins remains predictable. If blocks were produced too quickly, the supply of coins would hit its limit far ahead of schedule, disrupting the tokenomics. 2. Network resilience. The ability to adjust difficulty ensures the network survives market cycles. If the price of a cryptocurrency drops significantly, some miners may find it unprofitable and shut down their rigs. Without the difficulty adjustment, the network would grind to a halt. Instead, the network automatically becomes easier to mine, lowering the barrier to entry and allowing remaining miners to continue securing the chain until market conditions improve. By 2026, we have seen this system tested through extreme market volatility and massive shifts in hardware technology. The difficulty adjustment remains the unsung hero of blockchain sustainability. It ensures that whether the network is supported by a handful of hobbyists or thousands of industrial-scale mining farms, the core promise, a steady, secure, and decentralized ledger, remains perfectly intact. Chapter 3. The landscape of mineable assets beyond the Bitcoin standard. While Bitcoin is the undisputed poster child for proof-of-work (PoW), the landscape of mineable assets in 2026 is far more diverse and specialized. The decision to mine a specific coin is no longer just about sentiment, it is a calculated financial move that depends on the underlying algorithm, hardware efficiency, and market liquidity. The categorization of mineable coins. Not all mining is created equal. Assets are generally categorized by the cryptographic algorithms they utilize, which dictate the type of hardware required for efficient participation. 1. ASIC-dominant assets, e.g. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. These networks utilize algorithms like SHA-256 or SCRYPT, because these algorithms have become highly standardized. Developers have created application-specific integrated circuits, ASIC, hardware designed to do one thing and one thing only, mine these specific coins. These assets represent the industrial tier of mining, where economies of scale and electricity costs are the primary drivers of profitability. 2. GPU-centric assets, e.g. Ravencoin, Ergo, Caspa. These networks often utilize ASIC-resistant algorithms. The goal is to keep mining accessible to the average person with a high-end graphics card, GPU, by frequently changing the computational demands or adding memory hard requirements. These projects aim to decentralize the hash rate, preventing giant mining farms from gaining total control. 3. Specialized/experimental algorithms. Some projects prioritize unique goals. For instance, some newer chains integrate AI compute requirements or storage-based proofs, moving away from pure brute force calculation toward proof of useful work, where the computational energy is theoretically helping solve other global scientific or data processing problems. Factors influencing choice. when selecting which asset to mine. Miners in 2026 look beyond just the hype. The following variables define the ecosystem. Algorithm compatibility. A miner must possess the hardware that aligns with the asset's proof-of-work function. Attempting to mine a SHA-256 coin with a GPU is financially disastrous, as the specialized ASIC machines will outperform it by orders of magnitude. Liquidity and market adoption. A coin may be easy to mine, but if it has low exchange volume, it is difficult to convert that reward into fiat or other stable assets. Miners often flock to assets with established off-ramps or high integration into DeFi protocols. Emission schedules. Similar to Bitcoin's halving, most mineable assets have a fixed or decaying emission schedule. Miners analyze these cycles to predict whether the long-term value of the token will offset the diminishing block rewards. The shift toward utility. In the current 2026 landscape, we are seeing a distinct trend. Assets that serve a functional purpose in a decentralized ecosystem tend to be more stable for miners. For example, coins that serve as gas tokens for layer 2 scaling solutions or those that power decentralized storage networks, like Filecoin, have gained popularity. Miners are essentially providing the infrastructure for the web of the future, rather than just securing a store of value token. Mining is no longer a monolith. It is a spectrum. Whether a user chooses the massive, battle-tested security of Bitcoin or the flexible, community-driven nature of a newer GPU-mined project, each asset represents a unique strategic choice in the broader crypto economy. Chapter 4: The Landscape of Mineable Assets Beyond the Bitcoin Standard. While Bitcoin is the undisputed poster child for proof-of-work PoW, the landscape of mineable assets in 2026 is far more diverse and specialized. The decision to mine a specific coin is no longer just about sentiment. It is a calculated financial move that depends on the underlying algorithm, hardware efficiency, and market liquidity. The categorization of mineable coins. Not all mining is created equal. Assets are generally categorized by the cryptographic algorithms they utilize, which dictate the type of hardware required for efficient participation. ASIC-dominant assets, e.g., Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. These networks utilize algorithms like SHA-256 or SCRYPT. Because these algorithms have become highly standardized, developers have created application-specific integrated circuits, ASIC, hardware designed to do one thing and one thing only, mine these specific coins. These assets represent the industrial tier of mining, where economies of scale and electricity costs are the primary drivers of profitability. GPU-centric assets, e.g., Ravencoin, Ergo, Caspa. These networks often utilize ASIC-resistant algorithms. The goal is to keep mining accessible to the average person with a high-end graphics card, GPU, by frequently changing the computational demands or adding memory hard requirements. These projects aim to decentralize the hash rate, preventing giant mining farms from gaining total control. Specialized/experimental algorithms. Some projects prioritize unique goals. For instance, some newer chains integrate AI compute requirements or storage-based proofs, moving away from pure brute force calculation toward proof of useful work, where the computational energy is theoretically helping solve other global scientific or data processing problems. Factors influencing choice. When selecting which asset to mine, miners in 2026 look beyond just the hype. The following variables define the ecosystem. Algorithm compatibility. A miner must possess the hardware that aligns with the asset's proof-of-work function. Attempting to mine a SHA-256 coin with a GPU is financially disastrous, as the specialized ASIC machines will outperform it by orders of magnitude. Liquidity and market adoption. A coin may be easy to mine, But if it has low exchange volume, it is difficult to convert that reward into fiat or other stable assets. Miners often flock to assets with established off-ramps or high integration into DeFi protocols. Emission schedules. Similar to Bitcoin's having. Most mineable assets have a fixed or decaying emission schedule. Miners analyze these cycles to predict whether the long-term value of the token will offset the diminishing block rewards. The shift toward utility. In the current 2026 landscape, we are seeing a distinct trend. Assets that serve a functional purpose in a decentralized ecosystem tend to be more stable for miners. For example, coins that serve as gas tokens for layer 2 scaling solutions or those that power decentralized storage networks, like Filecoin, have gained popularity. Miners are essentially providing the infrastructure for the web of the future. Rather than just securing a store of value token, mining is no longer a monolith. It is a spectrum. Whether a user chooses the massive, battle-tested security of Bitcoin or the flexible, community-driven nature of a newer GPU-mined project, each asset represents a unique strategic choice in the broader crypto economy. The hardware market is now a cyclical industry. Newer, more efficient ASIC models are released regularly, rendering older hardware unprofitable as the network difficulty rises. For a miner in 2026, success is not just about having the best machine, it is about balancing the upfront capital expenditure, CapEx, of the hardware against the ongoing operating expenditure, OpEx, of electricity costs. As we continue to push the boundaries of hardware efficiency, the focus is shifting toward machines that can generate heat recovery for industrial use or those that can dynamically adjust power consumption based on real-time grid demands. Bridging the gap between mining and sustainable energy management. Chapter 5, Mining Pools, the Power of Collective Hash Rate. In the early years of Bitcoin, solo mining was the standard. A single individual could run a computer at home, solve a block, and claim the entire reward. However, as the network grew and the mining difficulty skyrocketed, the probability of an individual miner, even one with powerful hardware, finding a block became astronomically low. Solo mining became, for all intents and purposes, a lottery where the odds of winning were virtually zero. Enter the mining pool. A mining pool is a cooperative of miners who combine their computational power, hash rate, to increase their collective probability of finding a block. Instead of one miner racing against the entire global network, thousands of miners work together as a single, massive entity. How pools work. When a pool finds a valid block, the reward, consisting of the block subsidy and transaction fees, is distributed among the members. But how does the pool ensure fairness? And how does it know who contributed what? The share system. Instead of proving they have solved the entire block, miners in a pool submit shares. A share is a partial proof of work, a solution that meets a much lower difficulty threshold than the one required to mine a full block. Proof of contribution. By submitting these shares, a miner proves they are actively dedicating their computing power to the pool. The pool server tracks the number of valid shares submitted by each participant. When the pool finally succeeds in finding a block, the total reward is divided proportionally based on the number of shares each miner contributed. Common payout models. In 2026, miners have several options when joining a pool, each balancing risk and reward differently. PPS, paper share. The pool operator pays a fixed amount for every valid share submitted. This provides the most stable, predictable income for the miner, as the operator absorbs the risk of variance. However, this convenience often comes with higher service fees. FPPS, full paper share, similar to PPS, but it includes both the block subsidy and the transaction fees collected in the block, offering a more complete payout. PPLNS, Paperlast N shares this model is more community-oriented. Rewards are based on the shares submitted in a recent window, the N shares, leading up to the moment a block is found. It is more volatile than PPS. But it often rewards loyal. Long-term participants with higher potential earnings because no risk premium fee is baked into the share rate. For the modern miner, choosing a pool is not just about the name on the website. It involves analyzing fee structures. Pools typically charge a percentage of the total reward. Miners must calculate the net payout per terahash, TH, rather than just looking at the headline fee. Server proximity. Minimizing the distance between the miner's hardware and the pool's Stratum server reduces stale shares, valid blocks that arrive too late to be counted because of network latency. Transparency and reputation. In the 2026 landscape, large pools like Foundry USA, Antpool, and ViaBTC dominate a significant portion of the hash rate. Miners choose these based on their security standards, API accessibility for large-scale operations, and compliance with institutional requirements. Mining pools have fundamentally transformed mining from a gamble into a predictable utility service. By smoothing out the volatility of rewards, they have allowed the industry to scale into the multi-billion dollar infrastructure sector it is today. Without pools, the barriers to entry would be so high that only a handful of mega corporations could afford to secure the network, thereby undermining the decentralized vision of crypto. Chapter 6, Economic Challenges, the High-Stakes Math of 2026. By 2026, the era of easy mining is firmly in the rearview mirror. Today, the mining industry is defined by an intense focus on operational efficiency and macroeconomic resilience. The profitability of any mining operation is no longer a given. It is a precarious calculation balancing revenue against mounting operational pressures. The hash price squeeze. The primary metric for any miner in 2026 is hash price, the expected daily revenue earned per unit of hash rate, e.g., $USD/PH/S/day. With the industry still adjusting to the impacts of the 2024 halving, which cut block subsidies to 3.125 BTC. The margin for error has vanished. As of mid-2026, miners are navigating one of the toughest economic environments in history. With the Bitcoin network's total hash rate hovering near 1 zettahash, 1.000 EH/s. The competition is relentless. When the market price of the mined asset fails to rise in tandem with the network's difficulty, miners face a margin squeeze, where the cost of electricity and hardware depreciation can quickly exceed the value of the coins produced. The dominance of electricity costs. Electricity is the lifeblood of mining, often accounting for 70% to 90% of a facility's operating expenses. In 2026, the industry has migrated to regions with access to cheap, often stranded or surplus energy, such as hydroelectric power in Paraguay or Ethiopia, the break-even threshold. For most industrial-scale Bitcoin operations using current-generation ASICs, such as those under 19J/TH efficiency, profitability is generally only sustainable with electricity costs below 8 cents per kilowatt-hour. Grid balancing. Miners have evolved from simple energy consumers into grid participants. Large-scale farms now provide flexible load services to energy providers, curtailing their consumption during peak demand hours. This allows them to secure lower energy rates while simultaneously supporting local grid stability. The halving cycle and institutional dynamics. While the four-year halving cycle remains a critical event, 2026 has introduced a new paradigm. The market is now heavily influenced by institutional flows, ETFs, and large-scale custody products, which move capital at a scale that often dwarfs the daily production of miners. Miners are no longer just selling coins to pay the electric bill. They are managing complex balance sheets. During periods where the market price sits below the all-in production cost, which estimates have placed near $78 000 for some operations in 2026. Miners often have to liquidate their treasury holdings to survive. This creates a feedback loop. High costs lead to miner capitulation, which lowers the total network hash rate, which in turn prompts a downward adjustment in network difficulty, eventually restoring profitability for the most efficient survivors. Survival of the fittest. The 2026 landscape is essentially a technological arms race. The most successful miners are those who deploy top-tier hardware, using the latest ASIC generations, like the S21 series, is mandatory to stay competitive. Maintain operational discipline. Keeping overhead low and uptime high is the only way to endure the volatility of the market. Optimize thermal management. Sophisticated cooling systems and heat recovery solutions have become standard, ensuring that every watt of energy is utilized to its maximum potential. Mining in 2026 is a mature industrial-grade sector. It is no longer a hobbyist pursuit, but a high-stakes infrastructure business that requires the same level of analytical rigor as traditional energy or data processing sectors. Chapter 7: The Future of Mining, Sustainability and Innovation. As we navigate through 2026, the mining industry has moved past the Wild West era. The narrative surrounding proof of work has shifted significantly. It is no longer just about raw energy consumption, but about energy intelligence. Mining is increasingly being recognized as a sophisticated infrastructure layer that provides essential services to both the blockchain and the broader energy grid. From energy consumer to grid stabilizer. The most significant innovation in 2026 is the role of miners as flexible load assets. Mining facilities are now partnering with utility companies to balance the grid. When there is a surplus of renewable energy, such as peak solar output at midday or excess wind at night, that the grid cannot store, miners absorb this power, preventing waste. Methane capture. Pioneering operations are now using stranded natural gas and methane from landfills to power their rigs. By converting these potent greenhouse gases into electricity, miners are actually helping to reduce global carbon emissions, a complete reversal of the negative environmental narrative from years past. Heat recovery. Modern facilities are no longer just venting heat into the atmosphere. They are integrating heat reuse systems to warm greenhouses, local district heating systems, and industrial water supplies, maximizing the utility of every kilowatt hour consumed. The role of AI in operational efficiency. AI has become the brain of the modern mining farm. In 2026, AI-driven agents perform real-time monitoring of hardware health, predictive maintenance, and workload optimization. These systems can autonomously adjust mining intensity based on real-time electricity pricing, environmental conditions, and network difficulty. This not only lowers operational costs but also extends the lifespan of expensive ASIC hardware, allowing miners to extract more value from their initial capital investment. ESG as the new institutional standard for large-scale mining operations. Environmental, social, and governance. ESG compliance is now a prerequisite for institutional investment. Publicly traded mining companies are held to strict transparency standards regarding their energy mix. As institutional adoption reaches new heights in 2026, capital is flowing toward miners who can demonstrate a commitment to carbon neutrality and sustainable growth. The industry is moving toward standardized reporting frameworks, making it easier for investors to distinguish between responsible, sustainable operations and antiquated, inefficient ones. Conclusion. The industrial maturity of mining. Mining has evolved from a niche hobby into a foundational pillar of global digital finance. It has proven its resilience against market cycles, regulatory headwinds, and technological obsolescence. As we look toward the future, The integration of greener energy sources, AI-driven automation, and grid-responsive infrastructure suggests that mining will remain the secure heartbeat of the decentralized world. The energy hog label is fading, replaced by a reality of technological innovation. Mining in 2026 is not just about securing a blockchain, it is about proving that decentralization can be both powerful and environmentally conscious. The path forward is one of efficiency, sustainability, and industrial-grade precision.